Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Lamed Beis, and we are on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis towards the bottom, as we have a couple of blot left here in Maseches Rosh Hashanah in these jam-packed dafim of the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah. We will start with the eighth wide line or so with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. The last words on the line, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. We just discussed the nine takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Most of them are agreed upon. Six of them are found in this parak. One of them is found in the first parak relating to which months we send the Edim out on. And then we have the other two. We have the other two. And the question is, one of them is the Mishnah in the second parak in Krisus about Gershon is Gayer and whether a Ger shall designate the money for his carbon bizman hazeh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, not a good idea to have money, to have hektish, lying around. That's why we do everything we can in general to not have hektish bizman hazeh. That is why whenever there's a Jew that owns an animal that is going to have a bechor, the Jew generally, the minhag is for a Jew to take upon himself a partnership with a non-Jew for a certain percentage of the animal, so that is mafkia, the kedusha of bechor, hafkaz bailus, to prevent bechor, because we don't want a bechor walking around. That's why we don't count out our sheep anymore through the fence, because we don't want miser walking around. We generally do not want kachim because it could just lead to problems. That's all an outgrowth of this takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the last one was a machlokas. What was the last takana? What was the number nine? Remember, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was the leader of the generation. Remember the Gemara in Sukkah about how great he was, even though he was the smallest of the Talmidim. It looks in the Gemara Daf Chav Ches or so. It lists off what Yonasan ben Uziel, who was the greatest. He had fire burning over his head and burned up birds when he used to learn. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the smallest, and it lists off everything he knew. He knew the Chachma Shu'alim and Mikra Mishnah Vechul. This was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was the greatest. He was the leader of the generation. Shmona Arai mentioned in the past from Rav Gifter, one of the most amazing thoughts I've heard b'shem Amro. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara says in Sukkah, was the smallest of the Talmidim. And yet he was the leader. He was the one that made all these nine takanas. Isn't it amazing that the smallest of the Talmidim of Hillel was the one that made the takana? It should be the greatest one. Right? But all the other Talmidim that might have known more, that might have been a greater bucky in a certain area. Says Rav Gifter, to be the leader of the generation, it doesn't mean you know the most Torah. It doesn't mean you're the greatest Talmud Chacham. To be the greatest leader is the one who could transmit that Torah, who could relate to the generation and take the Torah from the previous dar, carry the torch, and hand it off, and be able to talk the language of the generation. That was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He understood his generation. Well, he made these nine takanas because he knew what our generation needed. Behari Bana Beis Hamikdash. And yes, he was cut in Shabbat Talmidim. But still, that doesn't mean that he wasn't the greatest leader of them all. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, again, one of the story about him being carried out in the fake coffin out of Yerushalayim, the Gemara in Gittin, because they had to get him out of the siege. Then he went to Vespasian, and he called him the emperor, and he said, I'm not the emperor. Then a messenger came, you are the emperor. Teli Avra v'chachameha. Again, amazing stories throughout Shas relating to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But the machlokas about what the last takana was number one, was it the takana of Kerem Ravai? We know there was a takana that if you lived within a one-day radius outside of Yerushalayim, you had to carry the fruit actually up to Yerushalayim. You weren't allowed to do pidyon because we wanted to be ma'ater the shuki Yerushalayim beperos. We wanted to have and beautify the marketplace of Yerushalayim with a lot of fruit, always to make sure there's a lot there. And after the Churban Abayis, they were mevatel that takana because there was no need anymore for the Yishukim to be filled with fruit. And that's what there was attributed to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That was opinion number one, which related to that, which was a quote in Machlokas Rambam Rivet. The Rambam Menuchas Mamrim in Perek Beis discusses that every time there is a law in Jewish history, if a later Beis Din wants to uproot that previous law, they have the authority as long as they are greater, b'chachmo v'minyan, or as great, says the Rambam. Aval hayagadu b'chachma avalo b'minyan, b'minyan avalo b'chachma, einu yachol avatel es dvarav, sha'afilu batel hatam, shebiglalo gazru arishonim o'eskinu, ein achronim yivcholon levatel. Even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, later Beza cannot uproot it, ad shiugdol mayhem. until they were greater. A greater Bezdin can be Mevatel an earlier one, which is very unusual, because usually you would think the later Batidinim, they're not as great. But that's the Rambam Shita. The Ravid here jumps on the Rambam. Amar Avraham, what does he quote as a kash on the Rambam? Ar Takana. Itur Shuke Yerushalayim Bepeiros Kashya Alei. This Takana of Yochanan ben Zakkai. That's a problem with the Rambam Shita. Why? Sha'arishonim Tiknuhu. The earlier generations were misakin it. They, you know, have to bring the fruit up the one-day radius. Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai Butla. Achar Churban, Mibnation is Batel Hatam Shel Rishonim. And Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai says, well, the reason doesn't apply anymore, so we'll be Mavatel it. And he has the last line, V'lo Haya Gadol Karishonim. Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, what is it as great as the earlier Batidinim? So why should he have been able to be Mavatel it? Right, all the other takanas were a new thing. Right, let's shake the lulav for 7 days. Right, let's make the whole day of the second day of Pesach aser in chadash. All that, they weren't going against an earlier takana, but this one was knocking out an earlier takana. Says the Ravid, how was he able to do that? He wasn't as great. It must be that sometimes, even if the reason does not apply, even if the bezin is not as great, you can still be mavatel it. That's the Ravid shita. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Miravid, how do you know he wasn't as great? We don't know who the earlier generation was, so we don't know what the Bezdin was. Oh, because they were Tanaim and he was an Amora. Right? He was a later Tana. He was also amongst the Tanaim. Right? So he was a later Tana, an earlier Tana. So that's the Kesef Mishnah's line. Mi amelo, Sherev Yochanan ben Zakkai, lo heil gadol karishonim. Number one. And even if he was, val yiksha beinecha, hecha achronim gdolim meri rishonim, how is it possible to have a later Bezdin that's greater? Tahashkechan, rabba, davi gadol me rav Yehuda. Now we find sometimes a few places in Shas, again, they're within the Tanaim, within the Amoraim, but that is a machlokas. There's a lot of lumdus. Is there anything more we could say about this machlokas, Rambam Ravid, in terms of separating just from the context of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and his bittel? Rav Zsolti has an article where he thinks maybe it has to do with whenever you have a takana of a Bezdin Hagadol. Do we keep the Takana Bezdin HaGadol because they did it 2,000 years ago and they made this Takana? Or is it that the representatives of the Bezdin HaGadol in every generation reenacted automatically in every generation? So that if I want to argue, I'm really arguing on the Bezdin in my generation, not the Bezdin in the earlier generation. That's the derech that Rav Zsolti takes in terms of explaining this machlokas. Okay, number one. Number two, the other opinion of what is this last Takana has to do with Yom Kippur, when they used to put the half of the ribbon out for everybody to see, so it would change to white, and everybody would realize, Baruch Hashem, we had a kapara, but then it didn't change white, so they tried to hide it, and then they finally took it away totally, so that nobody would get depressed. The Meiri notes that originally they wanted to give people chizuk. That's why they kept it out, that people could see, oh, Baruch Hashem, Hashem loves us, but the problem is that if people see that it didn't change, that might not inspire them to do tshuva. That might just depress them that it's all lost. They might just have yeyush. That's why they had to put it away. Ultimately, the best thing to do is to use everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us as messages to inspire us. That's the Meiri right here. La'olam yehe bitchono shel adam b'shem yisbarach. V'lo yehe libo samuch al davar acharei shehisya'esh b'simano menatova o'menara. Don't have yeyush just from simanim that you see. V'kol shechach mi'adar ro'im b'nei doram nichshalim b'kach ra'ui lahem lehishtadel lo'tziyam michlal tozeh. If the rabbis of any generation see something that's going to depress fellow Jews, they have to try to get rid of it. They have to try to remove the simin that's going to be cause them to have yeyush. V'zeu she'amru lashon shel zahoris v'chulu. That's why they eventually took it away, because they wanted to make sure that people didn't have yeyush. So this is these are the two opinions, what the last takana was. So why didn't each opinion hold to the other one? So now we go into what we're up to, about the 7th or 8th wide line. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, by time of Lamakur, Papa, why did Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, the Yom Kippur Shita, why didn't he like the Shukei Yerushalayim Shita, the earlier one, Omer Lecha, Yisalka, Dayadach, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, if it really was him, Chavei Rav, the Rabbi Eliezer, Mihavei. What did Rabbi Eliezer's Talmidim tell him? Rebbe, your friends have already been mevatelit. Was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai a friend of Rabbi Eliezer? Would they have used that lashon? It was a Rebbe of Rabbi Eliezer. It wasn't a friend of his. They wouldn't have used that lashon. Rabbo Ave, v'idach, and how would Rav Papa answered back, Kivan de Talmidim have lav orech ara lememer le rabbi rabcha. If I'm talking to my Rebbe, it's not appropriate to say, didn't your Rebbe tell you? Because it's my Rebbe. So I'm mentioning my Rebbe's Rebbe, kind of like putting my Rebbe on the second tier. It's inappropriate. So even if I'm referring to my Rebbe's Rebbe, I could call it to my Rebbe a colleague, Chaverav. And that's why really it was his Rebbe's Rebbe. But they just called him a colleague, a Chaver, because it wasn't kavod for the Talmidim to use that Lashon. For a problem, my time, Allah, Amar, Achim, by Yitzchak, what about the other way? What is wrong with the Yom Kippur Takana? Amar lecha, Isa, Kadai, Dach, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, B'yimei, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Mihavi, Lashon, Shel, Zahoris? Did that whole ribbon and the whole process of Seir La'Azazel, did that exist while Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was in charge? That he would have made the Takana? The math doesn't work out. Vatanya, the Brisa says, Koshos, if Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, may have Esrim Shana. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was like Moshe Rabbeinu. He lived for 120. Mem Shana Asa Bepragmatia. 40 years, he made a living. And he had enough, then to retire early. Mem Shana Lamad. 40 years, he learned. Actually, he didn't learn anything the first 40 years. No, Masame, he learned, but he devoted his life to becoming the God of Ador. Mem Shana Lamad. Mem Shana Limeid. So 40 years business, 40 years learning, 40 years teaching. So we assume that his 40 years teaching were his years of being the Gadol Ador. Vitanya, and we also learned, Memshana called him Shnechrav Abayis, 40 years already before Churban Abayis, Lohaya Lashon Shel Zahoris Malbin, already the Lashon, the ribbon, did not turn white. Elam Ma'adim, already for 40 years before that, because Klal Yisrael weren't Zoche, to the change, to the full Kapara. Vitnan, so, the last 40 years of the before the Churban, it didn't turn white. Vitami Shachar Babai says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and we know Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made the takanos after the Churban. Those were all of his takanos because of Zecha LeChurban. So 1 minute, if for 40 years before Churban Abayis it already didn't work, and he was making takanos after the Churban Abayis, so obviously some of his last 40 years was after the Churban. So go back in time, he couldn't have been the leader during any of the time that the Lashon Shel Zahoris worked, because the last 40 years it worked was beforehand. So the math doesn't work out for him to have been the leader. V'idach, what would the other opinion answer? Osa Marboim Shana Dilamad. No, you could even go back more than 40. Even during the 40 years that he was learning, Talmud Yoshev Lifnei Rabo Have. He was the star student of his Rebbe at the time, Be'amar Milsev Yestavar Taimei, and sometimes he would say something in cheer, and it would make a lot of sense. V'kavei Rabbi Bishmei, and his Rebbe, even though he wasn't the Gadol Ador yet, he would be Kovea it in the name of the Talmud, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So even during the middle 40 years of his learning, he still would be able to have made takanis because they would attribute it to him. Okay, this was, again, we could talk a lot more about the Dina Nefashis left. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit more in Parsha Shir, Brother Shem, this week. Says the Mishnah. Now we get back to the major discussion of this half of the Masechta. As we mentioned, we got a little off track with all the takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, again all related to the Edim, how to accept Edim. But now we get back to the beginning of the parak as we spoke about shofar, Seder Brachos, the Seder Brachos on Rosh Hashanah, meaning we know that Shmona Esrei, how many brachos we have in Shmona Esrei, learned out from Sukkim, based on the Gemara and brachos. So every day of the year we have every weekday of the year we have an 18/19 bracha Shmona Esrei. On Yatif we have a 7 bracha Shmona Esrei. What about on Rosh Hashanah? So there we know we have a 9 bracha Shmona Esrei. The special din of Malchi, Zechronis, and Shofros. The question is, how does that connect? And how do we put together and partner those three special brachos with what is called Kedushas Hayom? Because like every Yatif, you have a section of the Shmona Esrei that talks about the Kedusha of the day, of Rosh Hashanah. So where do we put that? We have Malchi, Zechronis, and Shofros, which are not Kedushas Hayom, and then we have Kedushas Hayom. So where does all, we can't have more than 9 brachos. We learned that based on a pasuk quoted in brachos. Every Shmona Esrei has to have a source of Tanakh. So we know it's a 9 brachos Shmona Esrei, it can't be 10. So how do we partner? Where do we put Kedushas Hayom? And where do we put Malchios? That's the question of the Mishnah. The impression that you get, though we don't hold this way, but the Baal Hamar has a strong pashtus of the Gemara, like him, both here and in Brachas. The Baal Hamar Shita is, there are a couple of big Baal Hamars in Rosh Hashanah. What was the last one we had? Do you remember? Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf, International Dateline. That was the Baal Hamar. So right here, Lamed Beis. The Baal Hamar says that Malchus Achronis Hachofros was said every Shmona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, not just Musaf. Nowhere do we have, in this Mishnah, the Gemara in Brachas, you get the impression that this is the Shmona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. Who says it's Dafka Musaf? The Mishnah doesn't say a word. All Rishonim argue. Everyone says, no, our Minhag is only said by Musaf. Okay, but that is a major machlokas between the Baal Hamar and other Rishonim. Baal Hamar says, Mayriv, Shachris, Mincha, you always have the nine brachas Shmona Esrei. One machlokas. Number two, the other machlokas is, even when you say this nine brachas Shmona Esrei, who says it? So again, our minug is that everybody says it, everybody in the Sibur. That's a machlokas gaonim. Some gaonim say that only the chazan says it, not everybody else. After all, it's connected to the shofar, it's kios al seder habrachos. When does the Baal Hamar blow shofar? We'll get to that in a second. When does the Baal Hamar blow shofar? Says the, let's just read the, this machlokas. In the Meiri, it's quoted right here. Ubrachas elu ratzalomer malchis zoronis v'shofros ra'inu bohem machlokes bein ha-ga'onim. Yesh misha omer, some ga'onim say she'ein ha-yechidim mispalalim la'olam el ha-sheva brachos levad. The yechidim only say the seven. Ubrachas brachos ha-nosafos ein omer el ha-shliach tzibur v'udas ksas ga'onei svarad. That's one opinion. V'yesh misha omer sh'afa yachid omran. That's one machlokas. And then we have the second one. Velo od elasha filu kol tefilah shel Rosh Hashanah bedinzeh. Ratzalomar avish v'shachos mincha. Vehu das gedolei harishonim sheba Catalonia. That's his Baal Hamar nickname. We know the Meiri always have nickname, has nicknames for everybody. Gedolei Machaber is the Rambam. Gedolei Mefarshim is Rashi. Gedolei rishonim sheba Catalonia. That's his Baal Hamar's nickname. V'das, so that's to say it all. V'das shlishi hu minageinu. Sheshliach tzibur v'yachid shavim heim bezu. V'kulam ein omer mosam el b'mosaf. So already 700 years ago, the Meiri says, like what we do, everybody says it, and we only do it by Musaf. The last point that you just mentioned, and that is, when did the Baal Hamar blow shofar? That's not a machlokas. Everybody only blows shofar by Musaf. But, I can't blow shofar by Mayriv, Yom Trua, but there is an important shita of the Baal Hamar. This Baal Hamar, if you want to look it up, Baal Hamar is on Daf Yud Amid Beis, going over to Yud Aleph Amid Aleph in the Daf Yarif. The Baal Hamar says that originally there were no such thing called Tkiyas de Miyushav. Remember the Gemara earlier? Daf Tezayin, the Gemara said, why do we blow shofar before and after? You know how the Baal Hamar reads that Gemara? Why were they misaking that? La'arbi v'sasatan. Originally, the only shofar that was blowed was during Shmona Esrei, says the Baal Hamar. That's it. Tkiyas, what we call Tkiyas de Me'umad. That was the only shofar that was blown. He says, U'mashinagu l'tkoa kol tkiyas, k'shein yoshvin, u'mivarchan aleim birchas tkiyah. And the fact that we make a bracha of l'shmoa kol shofar, or l'tkoa, says the Baal Hamar, that wasn't always the case. Nirali, kilo haya kain b'yamei rabosenu chachmei ha-talmud. During the times of the Gemara, says the Baal Hamar, they did not make a bracha on shofar, and they did not blow shofar before Shmona Esrei. Ela minagu shenigu doros ha-achronim mishum cholin, people who were sick, who wouldn't be able to stay in shul for the whole Shmona Esrei, umishum anusin, dekadmi v'nafki mi beis ha-knesses, v'lo natri atzlosa demusve, v'lo masu lebi yachad v'rash shonah, even the yachidin don't daven early, they would come to shul. L'fichach hiktimu b'shvilan elu tkiyas de miyushav, v'nihigu l'varech alayam berchas ha-tkiya b'matvei ha-katzar, v'ein bracha m'matvei ha-katzar b'shofar ela miminag ha-chronim, aval ikar ha-brachos heim brachos shel tfila, v'heim malchias ha-chronis and shofars. What's the Baal Hamar saying? Originally they didn't have brachos on shofar. They only said it during Shmona Esrei. And this relates to the Nesivus that we mentioned many times. Which Nesivus? The Nesivus in his Haggadah, in the Maisa Nisim, where he asks, why isn't there a separate bracha on the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim on the Seder night? Why isn't there a bracha there? So the Nesivus says, here's his Yesod, whenever you have a mitzvah that is a bracha, or that is said in the context of a bracha, Chazal did not make a separate Birchas HaMitzvah. So for example, we don't have a Birchas HaMitzvah for benching. Before we bench, we don't say, Asher Kedishonu B'Mitzvot V'Sivanu L'Varech HaLamazon, and then bench. Why don't we do that? Because benching is a bracha. Because we're not Mislakin. We don't make a separate Birchas HaMitzvah on the Mitzvah of Kriyishma every morning and every night. Because that's already done in the context of Birchos Kriyishma. We don't make a bracha on Tibritzis Mitzrayim, says the Nesivis. Because that's done in the context of the four brachos of Kiddush and benching and Halel and the others. And Magid. And this comes up all the time. So too here, according to the Baal Amor. Originally, shofar is done al seder habrachas in the context of Shemona Esrei, Malchus, Achronus, and shofaros. So there was no separate birchas hamitzvah. Later on, when we separated it, then we added on a separate birchas hamitzvah. But that fits into that shita of the nesivas l'shita. Also, that's where there's no separate bracha on zechiras hamalek. It's done in the context of getting an aliyah. This applies many to the bracha of tefillah, the mitzvah of tefillah. Tefillah, tefillah is a mitzvah. So where's the birchas hamitzvah again? All these apply. Okay, so this is all a number of important machlokos that you can't understand this Mishnah without going through those shitos. Okay, Seder Brachos Omer. So here we go. Avos, we said three words on this daf. Right, Seder Brachos Omer. Avos, Ugvuros, Vekdushas Hashem, Vekola Machyosi Mohen, Ve'eno Tokeya. Says, the first opinion, says, Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, you put Malchios with Kedushas Hashem, meaning with Ata Kadosh. You put Malchios with Ata Kadosh, and you don't blow shofar after that. And then Kedushas Hayom, and then the regular Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, Vitokeya, Zechronos Vitokeya, Shofar is Vitokeya. V'yomer Avoda, V'hoda'a, Uberchas Kohanim, Divir Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Then you add in all the regular brachos. There you can look in the Ritva here. What's the Chiddush? Why does the Gemara have to say those? Right? Avos, Gevuros, that's every day. What do you have to repeat those for us? The Ritva discusses, you know, maybe he's alluding to the other Hosafos we have, Zachreinu Michamocha, which is not found in Shas anywhere. That's the Takan of the Gaonim, found in the Rishonim, in Brachas, and here in Rosh Hashanah, which the Chachamim Sfarad aren't too happy about, because you're not allowed to add anything in the first three and the last three Brachas. But that's the Minog that we do. So that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We don't pass it like that. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, im eino tokea lamalchios, lomahu mazgir. A line that we have to figure out what it means. Rabbi Akiva says, if you're not blowing shofar with Malchius, so why mention Malchius in the first place? What do you mean? Mention it because it's a bracha. Mahakesher, what's the connection between the blowing and the psukim? Okay, so we'll get back to that. Ella, rather, says Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Avos, Ugvuros, Vikdushas Hashem. Right, the first three are regular. Okay, we have an expanded Kedushas Hashem. Again, the Rishonim here quote, Uvachein Tein Pachtecha, and all those other paragraphs. We have an expanded Ata Kadosh, but it's still Ata Kadosh. And then, Rekola Malchios Im Kedushas Hayom. You put Umiprecha Toenu, and you put all of the Rosh Hashanah parts with Malchios, Vitokeya, Zachronos, Vitokeya, Shofros, Vitokeya, V'yomer Avoda, V'hoda, Berchas Kohanim. And that is what we do. Good. Amal Rabbi Akiva. So now the Gemara is bothered by that line. Eino tokeya l'malchias lamahu mazgir. That was the quote from Rabbi Akiva. If you're not going to blow for Malchias, what's the point? Lamahu mazgir? Rachmano am itkar. What are you talking about? Why mention it? The Torah says to mention it. Meaning, what's the connection between the chiyuv of tkiya shofar and the chiyuv of saying Malchias, Achronos, and Shofros? Why does Rabbi Akiva, why is he convinced that there needs to be a connection between them? And if you don't have Malchios, so then you are lacking. You are lacking in the Malchios. Right? They are connected to each other. Again, there's a lot, all the Achronim get into the act here in terms of understanding this line. So Ella, rather, this was his question. Lama Eser Lema Tesha. Dahoel v'ishtini ishtini. What Rabbi Akiva was really bothered by was that we will see soon, Bez Hashem, that every one of the brachos, Machos, according to the shofaros, each one gets 10 psukim from Tanakh. Tem psukim. So what Rabbi Akiva was saying was, if you're not blowing shofar, then who needs tem psukim? Just say 9 psukim. Just say 9 psukim. We will see. I'll mention it now, because we might not get to it fully. Rav Salvechik has a beautiful idea in one of the Misora journals. If you have them, to look in Chelek Yud Dalet, right at the beginning, how to understand the Shakla Vitaria of this Gemara. But there he develops the idea that we will see soon. We have three from Navi, we have three from Torah, and we have three from Ksuvim, and then we have one more from Torah. And he explains that really, The first nine and the last one serve different functions. The first nine, every bracha, Machas Zachar Zashofros, first has three sections. And he goes through it. We're not going to go through it right now, but he goes through it. If you go through it with a machzor, the first section is describing an idea. Describing an idea. HaKadosh Baruch describing shofros, describing zachronos, the message, the theme of the bracha. Part two is psukim proving that theme. Part three, Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, is a tefillah that theme should be realized in its fullest. That's the three parts of each bracha, Malchus, Zacharias, and Shofros. The nine psukim are all quoted as part two. The tenth pasuk is quoted separately in the Shmona Esrei. Why? Because that is not part two. That's an introduction to part three. It's an introduction to part three, and that's why they quote there of Salvation was Makpid, that all the Chazanim, whenever they used to, you know, we always have like a song, at the end of every section, usually the Chazan takes a break in order to give himself a break. So Rav Salvation was Makpid to take that break only after Pasuk number 9. He did not let the Chazan take a break after Pasuk number 10, because that should be a lead-in. That's not general. The minhag generally of Chazanim is to take a break, and then Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, start from the last section separately. Rav Salvation was Makpid to have Pasuk number 10 as a lead-in to the last section, because that's a separate idea. Related to that, that's how he explains Rabbi Akiva here. He says, Rabbi Akiva, he says, you should need 9, not 10. What does that have to do with anything? Because you don't have shofar? So he says, because if you're not blowing shofar, then that's lacking an important element of the whole bracha. Shofar is a form of tefillah, as we discussed already a couple of times in this Masechta. And therefore, the whole structure is different, and therefore, pasuk number 10 wouldn't be needed. That's the derech that he goes down in explaining this line of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, the other important line, and this is, again, this is where the action is, and then we'll try to move a little bit, is the word here. Why do you have to mention it? Rachmana Amar Idkir. All the Chachmei Sfarah jump in and say, one second, Malchi is according to Shofar. Is that a mitzvah d'oraisa? Is that a d'oraisa? We know Shofar is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Malchi is according to Shofar, according to 95% of Rishonim, is a mitzvah d'rabana, not a mitzvah d'oraisa. To say that special din. Rashi in Parshas Emor sounds like it's d'oraisa. Everybody calls that Rashi. But the Ritva and the Ran all say it's d'rabanan. And they say you just have to take this word of the Gemara, not literally. Rachman Amar, the Torah says to mention it. The Torah doesn't say to mention it. It's a Didi Rabbanan. So the Ritva earlier on Daf Tezayin and the Ran right here both say it's an Asmachta. Doesn't really mean that it is Daraisa. It's learned that from Sukkim, but it's in an Asmachta. Okay, here we go. Tanu Rabbanan Minayin Sheomrim Avos. Now we find Sukkim. The rest of the Daf is all Psukim, minayin sheomrim avos, sheneemar havu l'Hashem b'nei elim. What is the source for saying avos? Havu l'Hashem, ascribe to Hashem greatness. B'nei elim, those are the great ones, those are the avos. Minayin sheomrim gvuros, sheneemar havu l'Hashem, kavod va'os, that's Hashem's greatness. Minayin sheomrim kedushos, sheneemar havu l'Hashem, kavod shemo, hishachavu l'Hashem b'hadras kodesh. The Pnei Yeshua here deals with why we need sources for these. We have sources to say this every day. Why do you need psukim, dafka, to show that I have to say this on Rosh Hashanah? As if the Rosh Hashanah Shmona Esrei, even the first three brachos, has a different element than the rest of the year. So look at the Pnei Yeshua here. Uminayin sha'omer malchi esachronos v'shofros. And what's the source for that? And again, as I just said, according to Rov Rishonim, this is only an asmachta derabanan, even though it doesn't sound that way. Rebbe Lazar Omer, Tichsiv, Shabbason Zichron Trua, Mikra Kodesh. That pasuk in Emor. Shabbason, Zekdushas Hayom. That's Kedushas Hayom. Zichron, Elu Zichronos, Trua, Elu Shofros. We'll get to Malchia soon. Mikra Kodesh, Katsheyu Basias Malacha. Isser Malacha. Amal Rabbi Akiva, Mipnei Malo, Nomar Shabbason, Shvos. No, the word, first word, Shabbason, shouldn't teach you Kedushas Hayom. Shabbason means to rest. That should teach you Isser Malacha. That's the main idea that hits you first on Rosh Hashanah. Shabbo Pasach HaKasav Tchila. Ella, rather, this is how you should darshan. Shabbason, Katshehu Ba'asiyas Malacha. Zichron, Elu Zichronos. Trua, Elu Shofros. Mikra Kodesh, Zekdushas Hayom. So that's how you darshan it. Minayin Sha'omrim Malchios. So according to each Shita, we didn't do Malchios yet. How do you know Malchios? Tanya as follows. Rebbe Omer, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Uba Chodesh HaShevi'i. You have that pasuk right before Uba Chodesh HaShevi'i. Zu Malchios. I am Hashem, your God. That is Malchios. Sometimes you have Malchios that is hidden, that doesn't say the word Melech. Right? Like the Rishonim discuss, that the Gemara says in Brachos, that if you don't have the word Melech in a Bracha, it's not a Bracha. I, so what about Shimon Esrei? Elokei Avram. He was Mamlech Hashem in the world, so that's how, that's what Tosfos says, so that also functions as a Malchus. So here too, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Enot Tzarech, no, Harayu Omer, different Pasuk. V'hayu Lachem L'zikaron, Lifnei Elokeichem, She'ein Tam Olomer, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Pasuk doesn't have to repeat that. U'ma Tam Olomer, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Zeh Bana Av, L'chol Makom, She'nemer Bo Zichronos, Yu Malchios Imahen. Whenever you have Zichronos, you have Malchias with it. So go back to the Psukim by Rosh Hashanah. You have Zichronos, so that automatically means you have Malchias. Because who remembers? The Melech remembers. The Melech remembers. The Heichan, oh, okay, if I have time at the end, which I will not have, maybe remind me at the beginning of the Shir tomorrow, to say a Vart about from the one of the Rebbes, about Hashem is Zocher Kol HaNishkachos, related to this. Okay, remind me. Bez Hashem. The Heichan, Omer L'Kedushas Hayom, where do you put Kedushas Hayom? Tanya, Rebbe Omer. So the same Machlokes we had in the Mishnah, but now we explain it. Rebbe Omer, Im HaMalchios, Omra. You say it with Malchios. Ma Matzino B'chol Makom B'Revias, Afkan B'Revias. Just like Kedushas Hayom is always in the fourth bracha, like on Yontif. So too, it should be in the fourth bracha here. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, no, Im HaZachronos Omra. Another sheet which we haven't had yet. Say Kedushas Hayom is Zachronos. Why? Ma Matzino B'chol Makom B'Emtza. Afkan ve'emsa is always in the middle. Usually there's only one brach in the middle. But so too, here in the middle. Ukishik, meaning it has to be structured and exactly, you know, perfectly structured and perfectly parallel. Perfectly, the symmetry. That's my word, thank you. Symmetrical. And therefore it's right in the middle. Fine. Ukshakichu Bezin as a Shana Busha. And when Bezin was Kmakadish the Shana up north, Yara to Biochan Brokal the Fair of Shimon Gamliel, he went down. Why? Because the Chazin is Mimamakim. He went down, Va'asak Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri. He followed Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri's opinion in the Mishnah, meaning he put Malchios and Kedushas Hayom together. No, I put Malchus with Kedushas Hashem. I'm sorry, that was the opinion of the Kedushas Hayom in the next bracha. Amar Rabbi Shimon, lo hayu nogin kein b'Yavne. That's not what we used to do in Yavne before the Sanhedrin came to Usha. Liyom Hasheni, the next day. What does the next day mean? Was there a second day of Rosh Hashanah? Maybe it means the following year or a different day. Is Yard Rabbi Chanina ben Osher Rabbi Yosi Aglili Basak Rabbi Akiva? Okay, you want to learn Rabbi Akiva like what we do? Our Rabbi Shimon Amliel, kacha you nogin b'Yavne. That's what we used to do in Yavne. Lameibra, the Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva, Sfirilei. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds like Rabbi Akiva, Vaham Rabbi Akiva, Malchios im Kedushas Hayom. Rabbi Akiva said, you say Malchios with Kedushas Hayom, like what we do. Amar Lahu, Kedushas Hayom, Amar Lahu. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Amar Kedushas Hayom im Azachronos Amar Lahu. He had the other Shita. So what do you mean he held like him? Amar Rabbi Zera, Lomar Shetokin Limalchios. No. He held like him, not in terms of how you break it up, but in terms of the need to blow shofar with each of the Malchias, Achronos, and shofars. In that, he held like him. Liyom Hasheni Yard Rabbi Chanina, my Sheni. What does that mean, the second day? Ilema, as we just said outside. Ilema Yantiv Sheni, the Rishonim pointed out this line. If it says the next following day, Lameimer Debrula Elul, what the Omahaber Elul, therefore they had another day of Rosh Hashanah. Never happened, or hardly ever happened. My Sheni, as we just said, Yom Sheni liyishana haba. The following year, that's what Yom Sheni means. Period. Says the Mishnah. Ein pochasin me asara malchios, me asara zachronos, me asara shofros. You don't have less than 10 psukim for each one. It's an ikar part of the Shmon Esrei, 10 psukim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Imam Ar Gimel Gilam Kulan Yatsev. You say three? Bid the Eved, it's okay. If you say three is okay, what does three mean? Three from each or three altogether? We'll have to see in the Gemara. There isn't a Chiddush Shita in the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is not here. It's quoted on the last Amud of the Masechta, on Daf Lamed Hey. Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos quote that this whole Machlokes is only once you start saying Psukim. But if you didn't start saying Psukim at all, then they're not Ma'akev. There's two paths. As if to say, Rabbeinu Tam says for Machlokes Zechronos and Shofros, you can do the non-Pasuk path or the Pasuk path. Once you do the Pasuk path, then you have to quote a certain minimum number of Psukim. That's what Rabbeinu Tam holds, and all the other Rishonim want this. He says that to answer up a question. But like, for example, the Rashba here says, V'divrei Tema Amru. Inu Amru Ein Pokusin Miasar Malchias. V'ana Neku Menema Dafka B'Shehizchil. The Mishnah says here, Ein Pokusin. You can't have less. And he comes, that's only if you started. Who says? So number one, it's a textual problem. And then the Rashba says, V'od Maishna. Then he just has two words. Why? This is a fascinating. Many times we've shown him have a textual problems and logical problems. The Rosh Meir says, I'm Rabbi Notam. I don't understand either of them. It's a mafurish against the Mishnah, in my view. And why should there be two tracks? You have to do it or you don't have to do it. So that's Rabbi Notam is a lot of food for thought. You know, what the Svara is. You have a choice how to experience and how to fulfill Malchias, Achronis, and Shofars. Honey, that's all the Malchias connected me.
Does this go back to the question of whether the individual says seven and only the...
Does it connect to, you know, who says it? Only the Chazar, the Shas, or not? The Rishonim don't connect it. Most Rishonim quote that everybody says it, but it could be connected, but the Rishonim don't connect it. So, honey, that's all Malchias connected me, Omar. So why do we say ten, connected me? Omar, Rebbe Levi, connected Asara, Hilulim, Shamar, David, Bezefer, Tehillim. So, 10 times David says Hallel and Tehillim. Really? Hilulim Tuvah Havi. What do you mean? There's a lot of Hallels. David says it a lot of times. Hanaf, Taksiv, Behu, Halleluku, Pesekah, Shofar. No, in that Mizmar, it says 10. Rav Yosef Amar, Kenegad Aseres HaDibros, Nebelo Lamoshe Misinai, Besinai, Kenegad Aseres HaDibros. That Moshe heard. What do you mean? Only Moshe heard it? What about all of Am Yisrael? Says the Torah Yevon. No, we only heard the first two. Moshe heard all of them. Right after the first two, according to that Medrash. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Keneged Asara Ma'amaros, Shebohen Nivra Ha'olam. Right, the world was created. The completion of the world was on Rosh Hashanah. Right, with the day six was on Rosh Hashanah, with Adam Arishon. So it's connected to Brias Ha'olam. So the Gemara says, Hey Ninu, Vayomer, Debracious, Tesahavi. There's only nine Amiros, where we say Asara Ma'amaros, with ten utterances, Hashem created the world, Kavi Yachal. But there's only nine verbs of Amar. So, Breishas Nami Ma'amar Hu. Breishas also counts as one. Tachsiv, Bidvar Hashem, Shamayim Na'asu. With the word of God, the heavens were made. And Rashi says it's implicit. If Hashem made the heavens, Breishas, okay, as right, all right, so it must be that he had an Amira to create that. An Amira meaning a reflection and an expression of the will of God. That's the Amira, and then it just comes into being. What does that mean? Does Rabbi Yochanan mean that b'di'evad you could have nine, three from each, and therefore the machlokes is only whether you need 10, or you could even get away with nine? O dilma echan min ha'Torah ve'echan min ha'Neviim ve'echan min ha'Ksuvim tavin lu shalosh v'ikim min ha'Yotuvah. Or does it mean one from each b'di'evad, three altogether, and then there's a difference of seven? So Tashma, the Tanya, the Brisa says, Ain't Pochus and Measar Malchias, Measar Zechronos, Measar Shofros, Vim Amar Sheva Mikulan Yatza, Kenega Sheva Rikiyim, the Tanakama says, B'dievit seven is okay. Kenega the seven heavens. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri Amar, Hapochis lo Yivchos Misheva, Vim Amar Shalosh Mikulan Yatza. If you said three, it's okay. Kenega Torah, Nevi'im Uksuvim, Vi'am Rila, Kenega Koran, Vi'im Yisraelim. Whenever you need a three, you have you always connect it. Three matzahs, oh, Karnami Misraelim, Tornavim Ksuvim. Always have a lot of threes. Amar Avun Amar Shmuel, meaning what do you see from there? That B'dievad means three, because he's going down. Right, what's B'dievad? The Tanakama said seven B'dievad, and he says three B'dievad. Amar Avun Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Kerab Yochanan Benuri, B'dievad. But again, of course, we, Lechatchila, have the ten, but as I mentioned, the last one is always separated, uvisarascha kasuv lemar. It sounds that way. For Soloveitchik just gives it oomph in terms of having a different function for that last one. 3, 3, 3, and 1. Mishnah. Ein maskirin. So which psukim? So ein maskirin. Let's just read it. Different question about the girsa. Malchus zechronos vishofros shel peranus. We don't quote psukim of tragedy. We have many psukim in Tanakh to quote. We don't quote, quote-unquote, bad psukim. Psukim of tragedy. Maschu b'Torah mashlim b'Navi. You start with the Torah psukim to give a covet, and then you mashlim with the Navi, meaning you do Torah, Ksuvim, Nevi'im. Right? Torah, Ksuvim, Nevi'im. Rabbi Yossi omerim, hishlam b'Torah yatsa. Rabbi Yossi says, if you finish with Torah yatsa, and as we'll see, that's what we do. Not just the B'di'evit, but that is what we do. We've quoted in the past the Gemara in Megillah. Rav Shechter quotes this in Nikli Atzon. The difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Right? We usually think of Torah and then Nevi'im and then Ksuvim. But really, do Nevi'im have more Kedusha than Ksuvim? They have a different purpose than Ksuvim. Right? David HaMelech wrote Ksuvim, even though he was in the times of the Nevi'im. Doesn't just mean later. Right? Ksuvim doesn't mean later. We have a lot of overlap. Right? Shmuel HaNavi wrote Rus. Right? Rus is very early. Rus took place before Sefer, right before the Malachim. Right? Sefer during the time of Shoftim. So it's just different purposes based on the pasuk at the end of Beshalach. Sov Zos Ikaron Basefer. The Gemara says there in Megillah, the first parak, Zos is Torah, Zikaron is Nevi'im, Basefer is Ksuvim. Why are each of those appropriate? Because Zos, it reflects clarity. Zehadavar, clarity, that's Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Zikaron is always Lahazkir, right? Zachor is Lahazkir, to mention. That's Navi, because Basefer is Ksuvim. Nevi'im, the purpose of Ksuvim was to give over to Am Yisrael Bepeh. Niv Svasayim, that's where the word Navi comes from. Ksuvim, it was given over to write down. The purpose was to write down, first and foremost. While Nevi'im, the purpose was to give over and then to be written down. But that was a different purpose between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And therefore the Gemara, the Mishnah says here, the order is Torah, Ksuvim, Nevi'im. That's the Mesorah, what we do. So what are the Psukim? Here we go. Malchios, or what are the Psukim, first the Gemara says, which you cannot quote. What are Puranios Psukim? So Malchios Kigon. Chai Ani Nu'um Hashem Elokim Imlo Biyad Chazaka Ubizorana Tuya Uvechema Shvucha Emloch Aleichem. Right, with I will rule over you with in anger. Chai Ani, I am alive. Baruch Hashem, we'll talk about that. They have that Lashon also this week, Parsha Shlach. Right, Chai Hashem. So we'll talk about that Baruch Hashem in Parsha here also on Wednesday. V'yafak av da'amar Rav Nachman kol ki hai rischa lirtach kutcha brichu alon v'lifru kinon. Even though Rav Nachman once said, we have so much tragedy, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu let his wrath all out on us and just bring the geula already. Even though he said that, kivan de'berischa amor id kurei rischa b'rei shasa lo mat karidan. We don't want it on Rosh Hashanah. We don't want to mention it in a Rosh Hashanah. Right, the stakes are too high. We don't want any anger of Hashem today. Zichron kigon. What's a pasuk for zichronos that you should not use? Kigon vayizkar ki basar hema vegomer. Remember basar hema. Also talking about when Hashem got upset. Shofar kigon tiku shofar bagiva vegomer. Also avalim balo mar malcha zichron if a shofar shall peranis shall oltek a chavim omer. If it's peranis of our enemies, so then that's okay. Because that is a reflection of Hashem protecting us. Shkumalchus kagon Hashem malach yirgazu amim. U kagon Hashem malach olam vo'ed ovdu goyim me'artso. Zichron kagon. Zachar Hashem levnei adam v'chulu. What we say in Avarachamim. Shofar kagon. V'Hashem alokim b'shofar yitka. V'halach v'saros teman. V'ksiv Hashem tzvakos yogein aleihem. So those are examples of psukim that you're not allowed to quote. Ein maskirin zichron shel yachid v'afilu l'tova. You're not allowed to also use a pasuk that talks about a private individual, right? You have to use ones that are for the tzibur, for Klal Yisrael. Kigon, for example, zachreini Hashem b'ritzon amecha. David HaMelech says, "Remember me, b'ritzon amecha. Remember me, Hashem." But it's talking about me. Ukigon zichro li elokai l'tova. So you can't use the personal ones, even though David HaMelech represent the Klal Yisrael. No, can't use that. Pikdonos. What about the lashon of pikdon instead of a lashon of the synonym in the Torah? V'Hashem pakad esara kasher amar pakad. So can you use those machlokas? Pikdonos harehin kizachronos kagon v'Hashem pakad esara or kagon pakad pakati yaschem devei Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi says it's okay. Reb Yehuda omer ena kizachronos. No, you can't use them. You can't use them. The Rif quotes, even though normally we paskin Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda, halacha Reb Yosi, the minhag here is like Reb Yehuda. That's what the Rif quotes right here. The Marsha notes that conceptually zecher and pakad is different, means different things. Marsha says there's a difference. Sha'af lashon zechiru pekida nemru b'chad lishna v'inyi mashbos echad mikol makam heim mishtanim ksas shemilas pekida hunach bepekidus inyan ma bizman ma. Pekida means a specific time period, something is going to happen at a specific moment. And zecher is stam remembering. Mila zechira bedavar sheyizkar tamid b'li sheyikva lozman. Kemo zeh zichri l'dor v'dor l'zichron lefnei Hashem tamid. Zachar al tishkach. Right, zachar is Yom HaShabbos l'kadsha. All the sheyizachiris. No specific moment. V'Hashem pakad asara at that moment, and he gave her a baby. Right, pakod bakazi, and he took us out of Mitzrayim. Right, so pakod is always specific, and zecher is always more general. So there is a difference between the two, says the Marsha. Fine. Says the Gemara, Reb Yosi, nihina habi depiktonos harin kizachronos. V'Hashem pakod asara, pakod of the yachadu. But 1 minute, fine, Reb Yosi, pakod is like zikaron, but isn't the one of Sarah, isn't that a personal one that we can't use? Answer, kivan da'asu rabim mina, karabim damya. She was the mother of all Jews. She gave birth to the first Jew. So even though we just said David HaMelech is not good enough, Sarah is good enough. The first aim. Fighter. Sush Armar Sheikh Minas Beskayam Yav Melchakov. Me you the Melchakov, Hashem is the Gibar Shem Gibar Machaba. Sush Armar Sheikh Mzubiskayam Yav Melchakov. Me who's the Melchakov, Hashem Sokos Melchakov. How many Melechs could we get out of the Pasuk? What's the real question? The Pasuk asks a question and gives an answer. So are we allowed to count the question? Me who's the Melchakov? Can we count that one as a Melech? Or is that one just like asking a question leading into the answer? That's the machlokas. Rishona, the first two Sharim Shtayim, has two listed, right? Melech HaKavod and Melech HaKavod. Rishona Shtayim, Shnia Shalosh Div Reb Yossi. Reb Yehuda Omer, no, knock one down. Rishona Acha Shnia Shtayim, because you can't use the questions. That's Reb Yehuda Shita. Period. Zamru Elokim Zameru. Zamru Lamalkenu Zameru. Ki Melech, Melech Kalaretz Elokim Shtayim Div Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says, that's two. Reb Yehuda Omer Achas. One. Why only one? Because it's talking about that he's a melech on us, not on the whole world. The malchus that we have to talk about in Rosh Hashanah is universal. Hashem created the world, so all the malchias have to do with the world. V'shavin, but they agree, b'melech elokim al goyim, elokim yashalach yisei kadsho shehi achas. They agree with that one, because that's beferish, talking about referring to one. Period. Zichron sheishbo truo. But if you have a pasuk that has both in it, you have, and again, these might not be technical discussions. Can you use two psukim and piggyback? The issue might be, are these two totally different themes of Rosh Hashanah that we have to have different ideas based on different psukim? Zichronus and Shofros, never the twain shall meet. They're two very different themes on Rosh Hashanah. Or do we say no? They're different, but they're overlapping, and you can combine psukim. That might be the issue behind the question, right? Every line has a lot of, conceptual analysis that we could put into it. Zichron sheish bo trua. Kigon shabason zichron trua mikra kodesh. That has both. Omri mazachronus. Omri shofros. Reb Yossi. Yossi says, fine, use it in both. Reb Yehuda Omer. No. In Omri el mazachronus bavad. No. You don't need zichronus. Why? Rashi says, because you don't have the word shofar there. The word true is not good enough. Malchus sheishimo trua kigon. Hashem alakavimo utruas melech bo. Omrim amalchiyos v'omrim ashofros. See Reb Yossi again. He's more flexible. Reb Yehuda Omer ena Omer ele ema malchiyos bilvad. No, only malchiyos. Because again, there's no word shofar. Trua she'eni malo klum. Kigon yom trua yelachem. Omrim ashofros. See Reb Yossi. It's fine. Yom trua is a good one. That's the best one. Reb Yehuda Omer ena Omer kalikir. Amazing. You can't even quote the pasuk about Yom Truah Yelachem, right? In the psukim of Shofaris, even though it doesn't say the word shofar, even though that's the mitzvah, but it doesn't say the word shofar. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no good. Period. Maslam b'Torah, Maslam b'Navi. Rabbi Yosi Omer Hishlam b'Torah Yatsa says the Gemara Hishlam Di'evet in lechachila lo b'Di'evet. If you were Maslam with Torah, what you shouldn't lechachila v'atani. Rabbi Yosi Omer Hamashlam b'Torah is a meshubach. That's what you're supposed to do. Pasuk number 10 is supposed to be Torah. Eima mashlim. Okay, you're right. He should be. V'ha im hishlim tani di'evin l'chadchila lo. Doesn't say that. Ha'chi ka'amar. No, this is what it means. Mashlim b'Torah, mashlim b'Navi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mashlim b'Torah. V'im hishlim b'Navi yatsa. B'di'evin. If you got the psukim out of order, it's okay. Tani nami ha'chi. Omer, b'lazer, Rabbi Yossi. Vasikin. The pious ones. Ha'im mashlim in osa b'Torah. They used to be mashlim with Torah. Period. Remember, you know, nowadays this doesn't make that. Like, what do you mean? We all have machzorim. But in the days of old, they might have used, they don't even say that they had kavua psukim. It could be that you got it in the days, in the earlier days, they came up with their own psukim from Achaz and Shofaris. But you try to finish with Torah. They all knew Tanakh by heart, backwards, forwards. Bishlam Azachronis v'Shofaris Hikatuva. I understand that there are plenty of psukim as Azachronis and Shofaris. El Malchios Tlas Hu Dehavian. But in Malchios, there's only three in the Torah. How do you get a fourth pasuk of Malchus in the Torah? There's only three that refers to Hashem being the Melech of the world. Hashem Elokav Yimo Utruas Melech Bo. Vayiv Yishurin Melech. Hashem Yimloch Liolam Vo'ed. V'yanan Binan Eser V'leka. And we need 10. Amar Hayo Amar Rav Huna. There's more. Tashmash Ba'islo Shemokin Hashem Echad. Malchus. Divrei Reb Yossi. Reb Yehuda Omer Eina Malchus. But that's one you could use. V'yadat Hayom Hashem Ozlo Lavecha Ki Hashem Elokim Eino. Malchus. Divrei Reb Yossi. Reb Yehuda Omer Eina Malchus. Ata Reis Laldas Ki Hashem Elokim Eino Mavado. Malchus. Divrei Reb Yossi. Reb Yehuda Omer Eina Malchus. So Reb Yossi has a couple of more that would be able to be used. Okay, we'll stop here. This is the next time we pick up with when do we blow shofar? Brom Hamadras Melech. Again, trying to squeeze in as much as we can. Okay, maybe I'll squeeze it in right now. Zocher kol anishkachos. Hashem remembers everything that we forget. So one of the Rebbe said, we mentioned this in Mitzvah Shir recently, it's bedafka. If we focus on a mitzvah of ours, and we keep giving ourselves a pat on the back, oh man, that was an awesome mitzvah that I did. Hashem doesn't remember that mitzvah so much. If we forget the mitzvah that we did it, but we don't think of it, it's so great, we just move on, Hashem remembers those mitzvahs. Zocher kol hanishkachas. And the opposite with aveiros. If we keep our aveiros and our faults in front of us, and we constantly do tshuva, and I can't believe I did that, and even if I did tshuva, it's still on my mind, Hashem doesn't remember those aveiros. Because we're remembering them. If we forget an aver that we did, and we don't try to uproot it, Hashem remembers those averes. Hashem is zocher kol hanishkachas. He's a zichronos. Right? That's what our daf is about. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, everybody, just to remind, if anybody wants to share in the sponsorship of any of the shiurim, feel free to look on the OU website. There are sponsorship opportunities daily, weekly, monthly. Feel free to be mezakeh the rabbim in this special mitzvah.